Coloring isn't just for children, and it isn't simply creating pretty pictures. More and more adults are finding that coloring can be meditative and relaxing, and some psychologists believe coloring can help train the brain to focus and problem solve. Alan Yott and Scott Widmeyer teamed up to create a Nantucket-themed coloring book for adults titled A Walk Around Nantucket, and Scott Widmeyer joins us from the Linda Loring Nature Foundation on Nantucket. Welcome.
Good morning, Mindy. It's good to be here.
Yeah. So adult coloring books, relatively new. Do you remember when you first came across one and your initial reaction?
We first came across adult coloring books about a year and a half ago. The trend started building in 2015. In the spring of 2015, I remember seeing a New York Times story that talked about how people were starting to get into coloring, adults were starting to get into coloring. And Alan and I were on our way to leaving at the same time to go down to the Caribbean, and we were in St. Bart's, and this was in April of last year, and we walked into a bookstore in St. Bart's, and there was this beautiful book that a local artist in St. Bart's had done on the beaches of St. Bart's, and she had done a phenomenal job with it. And we came away, we talked about it, and came back to the States, and we started thinking, I wonder if there's anything like that for Nantucket, because we've been coming to Nantucket for at least 30 years and bought a house here a couple of years ago, and we thought, maybe there is one on Nantucket, and we'll check around and see, and then we found out, nope, nothing existed, mm-hmm. And we decided, let's put a little concept together. I'm in the communications business, so I know that if you want to try to make something work, you got to put a concept piece together and then go out and talk to folks about it. So we did all that last summer and went and talked to local stores here on Nantucket, the bookstores for sure, and to a couple of other folks, talked to the Artists Association, and they all loved the idea. Mm-hmm. And then we commissioned Paul McCarthy, who is a local folk artist, carver. He does all the quarter, not all of them, but does many, many of the quarter boards that you see on businesses and homes here on Nantucket. And commissioned Paul, and with support from Gene Petty, who works with Paul, to put the sketches together. And we had something ready this winter to go into publishing with it.
Now, you're mentioning Paul McCarthy and Gene Petty, and is this the first coloring book that they've worked on?
Yes, yes, it's the first, and so it was new and different for them. But they're one of the things that drew us to Paul and Gene is the fact that they've been on the island for a long time. They know this place almost as probably better than anybody. We asked them to come up with the most iconic scenes of Nantucket, and there are many. And when he came back with, we asked him to come up with about 25 scenes, and that we would pick about 20 of them. And when he came back with them, Alan and I looked at them, and we said, we can turn this into a walk around the island. Mm. So you start at Brant Point, and you walk around the island as you go through the coloring book. We published the book in the size of a sketchbook. So you actually feel like a real artist when you're sitting down to color and go through those sketches.
You can, if you don't have any artistic talent, you can pretend. You just have to color in
exactly.
What was their initial response then when you approached them about creating illustrations for the coloring book? Did they say, that's great, or at first go, are you insane?
Well, I think we had to take a little bit of time to explain it to them, because you walk in and you tell somebody you want to put together an adult coloring book, the first thing they think of is, adult coloring book, what kind of a book is that? But now that people are into those words, everyone knows what an adult coloring book is, but okay. With a little bit of education around it, they quickly, they were really onto it, I can only say positive things in terms of working with Paul and Gene. Yeah. They've offered their artistic skills. They've offered really good advice in terms of how to make it appealing to people here. And they have quite a an audience themselves here on Nantucket.
Yeah. Well, I have a family member who suffers with depression, and she has been coloring for years and years and years, and the kids' coloring book. And it's funny because I say, "What are you doing?" She says, "Oh, I like to color. It just makes me feel better." So there, I think there really may be something to this idea that it's relaxing and meditative.
There's definitely something. There's been studies by Johns Hopkins. The Yoga Journal has done some studies that point to the fact that taking the time to sit down and do these, it's a new form of meditation. It helps the brain. It restores some memories that are lost. And one of the things that we thought about for this book in particular is it will appeal to older people, and it will it is also you can turn it into a gift for friends, particularly maybe older friends who have vacationed on Nantucket for a long time, and maybe they can't come back here now, but they remember so much about the island, and it can be a gift to them. And then they can also, you know, sit at home and at their dining room table, their kitchen table, or in a lounge chair and color, and they can remember the good times and the past that brought them so much love and fun from being here.
I take it you've done some coloring yourself.
I've done a little bit. I need to do more. I need to take some more time myself to de-stress and color. I'm gonna do a little bit more this summer. I've only done a very small amount so far, Mindy.
Well, and it's interesting that you chose to do this book on Nantucket, I guess based on what you saw in the Caribbean, because a lot of the adult coloring books that we see they don't have themes. They're more geometric shapes or generalized scenes. And we see lots of those. And you know where I'm seeing a lot of them pop up are in doctors' waiting rooms.
Yes.
Yeah, here, have a little, you know, a little. And I thought this was interesting that I was actually in my chiropractor's office this week, and I noticed that she had some of those, and a box of Crayola pencils, not crayons, but pencils.
Right, now, colored pencils.
Now, why pencils versus crayons?
I think you really have to talk to people that are actually into the coloring, and I should investigate that a little bit more myself. People that we talk to, we just did a coloring party in New York last week. And far and away, the people who were doing the coloring said, "We much prefer using the colored pencils." Mm-hmm. I think it helps you because you are coloring between the lines.
Yeah, it's a smaller point.
I think it gives you the smaller point, and you can do more with it from that point of view.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the kind of an edge that the colored pencils have over kind of the crayons.
All right, so you mentioned this coloring party, but what about, it'd be interesting to see the different variations that people come up with for the illustrations and colors. Have you thought of having a show or anything around some of this?
We hope to do that. What we've been trying to do, I mean, we've only been out for 6 weeks, and the summer season really on Nantucket doesn't get going in a really strong way until the end of June, and it's a short season, a couple of months. We've had one coloring party already on Nantucket at the Handlebar Cafe. We did that about 2 weeks ago. We had about 20 people come on a Thursday evening. They had a glass of rosé, and then they colored for about an hour and a half. We're trying to capture as many coloring sketches as we possibly can. We want people to send them to our social channels, and we're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and we have a website so they can send them to us there. It's Color Nantucket or Color Me Nantucket, either one. And we have thought about a contest. We haven't scheduled it yet, but we will definitely be doing more coloring parties on Nantucket this summer. We'll be doing we want to do something with the senior center on Nantucket, and to work with the seniors there. We want to make it available to even to some of the youngsters, so they can have it.
Ages here you're talking about.
It's for all ages. It's truly for all ages. We'd be happy to talk to anyone who's listening to your show and has ideas. We'd be happy to talk to them. And look at ways that we can do some events with them.
Yeah.
We know that we feature the Lightship Basket Museum in the book. They're thinking about doing some sort of a coloring event later in the summer. And there's others. So it's in the works.
And the pages, you mentioned it's like sketchbook size, but the pages are meant that you could pull a page out pretty easily and, you know, put it up. If you even wanted to put a frame on it, you could. You know, if there's some particular place that really speaks to you and you want to look at it more, you don't have to leave it in the book.
No.
Yeah. And now I'm wondering, you mentioned that you asked Paul and Jenny to do about 25 places and you wanted to walk around. Did you leave pretty much what places to include to them, or did you give some input into what you wanted there?
We left 90% of it we left to them, and the other 10% we gave them some feedback and said, could we have a picture of this? Could we have a picture of that? But by and large, they really were the architects and put it all together. And then we had a graphic designer, you know, fine-tune things and put it all together. And then Alan and I wrote the descriptions that you see on the flip side. Mm-hmm. And you're exactly right. We made it the size so that if someone colors something they're really proud of, they can frame it. It'll look really nice in a picture frame. The other interesting thing is one of our neighbors here on Nantucket, we saw her a couple of weeks ago, and she said, oh, I've already bought the book, and we're coloring. And she said, you know what we're going to do with our pictures? We're going to turn them into placemats. We're going to laminate them and use them for dinners. So that's another unique way.
What a great idea.
And probably there's, you know, a half dozen other unique ways, unique things that you could do with these pictures.
What a great thing to do with the kids, you know, color them and then make them into placemats. How fun is
that? And the other thing, Mindy, and you may get to this, the other interesting thing about our book is it has 16 postcards with it. Mm-hmm. So we take some of the scenes from the larger sketches, and we've created postcards with those. So you can clip the postcards out, you can color them, you can write a note on them, you can send them to your friends of, you know, who are off island. Or you can frame them as a small picture. You can do a lot with that too.
Right. And for folks who have more ideas, we're going to put a link on our website to yours, so at capeandislands.org. So if some people have some other great ideas that to add to the placemat, we'll be able to hear about that. The adult coloring book is titled A Walk Around Nantucket. Scott Widmeyer, thanks so much for joining us.
But can I mention one other thing?
Sure.
I did want to mention that. Proceeds from our book go to the Community Foundation for Nantucket, to the Nantucket Fund, which supports great nonprofits on the island. So in addition to taking some time to chill out and color, you're contributing to a good cause through the Community Foundation.
Great. I'm glad you added that. Thanks so much, Scott.
Thank you.
Also, thanks to Kitty Pochman at the Linda Loring Nature Foundation for production assistance.
Coming up after a break, Mindy Todd's conversation with fiddler Eileen Ivers.